Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Whenever this message may be reaching you, you are now tuned into Paratalk, the podcast. My name is First Lady Christina Renee, and we are still on our 30-day binge of posts. So that means that I have committed to either post a podcast or a YouTube video every day for the next 30 days. This is day three. And with day three, I've decided to do a podcast. I'm currently traveling for work. And on yesterday, I was thinking about what the topic was going to be today. So like trying to come up with content. You know, one of my biggest things is being vulnerable to show you guys the entire process from start to finish. To show you that you're not always going to have the answers, but if you put forth the action, everything that you need will come. So not to say that you shouldn't be prepared. You be prepared as possible. However, don't be so caught up in being prepared that you never actually take forth action to move forward in the direction of whatever your journey is. So with that being said, the message today is about being encouraged. As I come before you and I give this message, I'm actually in the middle of a whirlwind of my own life. It seems that, I don't know, I guess it's like a trickling effect. Like I have one thing maybe in my personal life that affects me, and then I have something professionally that affects me, then I have something in my business that affects me, and it's just like, it trickles down. And I remember one time I was going through a similar storm, and one of my friends had mentioned to me that it was her preference that everything happened at one time, because I don't want something to be going right in quadrant. If you have four quadrants, quadrant A, you know, everything's going good. In quadrant B, something's wrong. Then C and D is okay. You know, like give me all of my heartache at one time so that once that storm is over, you know, the sun is shining. I never thought about that perspective before, but you know, I feel like since I've been told that, I kind of made peace with it, because nothing lasts forever. So if you're in the middle of something right now, or you're about to go into something, or you just got out of something, just know that neither one of those three things are going to last forever. You're never going to be down forever. You're never going to be up forever. And you're never going to be going through something forever. Just know that nothing is permanent. Everything is temporary. And I've also learned throughout my journey that if you make the situation seem that it's insurmountable, then you probably won't get through it. I'm just be honest. It's going to be real hard. It's going to be a struggle. But if you tell yourself, this is only temporary, you know, like I'm going through this and there's something that I need to get from this, you know, become solution oriented. Find out what it is that you can learn from the situation that you're in. Was there anything on your side as far as performance that could have made the situational outcome different? And if you know that there was something that you could have done, work on that. Because always remember this, if you don't take anything away from this particular podcast, the lesson will repeat itself until you get it. I repeat, the lesson will repeat itself until you get it. So, example, as you guys grow with my channel, you'll see my examples be far-fetched, they be far out, but they make sense. Example, if you meet a guy, right? And it's just not the guy for you. He's just doing everything that, you know, you don't like. And you just leave, you know? And you meet another guy. And basically that other guy is the same as the other guy. He just has a different name. He looks different. Okay, you leave him. Then you get with another guy. And it's the same story. If the story is the same, you're probably still in the same book. And if it's your book, the only person that can change the pages or change the narrative is you. So then you have to introspectively look at yourself. You have to look at yourself inside and see, what is it about myself that is attracting this particular thing to me? What is it that I need to work on to fix this particular thing? And work on it. Be encouraged to know that things are going to be different. If you believe that things are going to be the same, that's what they're going to be. Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or can't, you're right. So if you think you can do something, you're right. If you think you can't do something, you're right. It's all on you. Moral of the story, it's all on you. It's all on you. It's all on you. It's all on you. You can't blame anybody else. You have to be accountable for your part that you play in your movie. Okay? I know for some people that this is not for. This podcast may not make sense. I may not make sense. But for the people that it resonates with and who it's for, it's going to make sense to them. And it's going to help them in their time of need. So just to circle back, you want to be encouraged that everything is temporary. Everything, even your life, everything is temporary. Even this podcast, eventually this episode will end. Okay? Everything is temporary. Stop putting permanent stuff on things that are temporary. Stop putting permanent labels on things that are temporary. I know my goal was the minimum 5, 7 to 10 minutes, and I've reached that 6-minute mark. I'm holding myself accountable, because if you can't be accountable for you, I mean, you, what are we doing? What are we doing? And this is just my growth. I want to be able to see my growth. I want to be able to look back at when I reach 1,000 videos or 1,000 podcasts and be like, I did it. You know, I did it. And my day ones have been here from day one. So I'm not going to ramble on much more, but just be encouraged. Know that nothing is temporary. If you haven't subscribed to this podcast, go ahead and do it now. If you hadn't hit the notification bell, go ahead and do it now. So when I post more encouraging, uplifting content, you actually have access to it when it comes out. Because that's the goal. That is the goal. To put out good content. To put out content that helps people just to go another day. Don't think about next week. Don't think about next month. Please don't think about next year. We're going to think about the next day, the next moment. Okay? I want to encourage you for the next moment and the next moment and the next moment and the next moment. And then, all right, guys, I'm going to stop being aggravating. My name is First Lady Christina Renee, and this is Parrot Talk, the podcast Reloaded. Thank you so much for your time today, and I will catch you guys on the next podcast.